All right. First on the list was Daniel Sittler with his song Work in Progress.
I took my meds, but they haven't kicked in yet. I'm in my bed, but I haven't left it. I got a hangover the size of a fighter jet. I'll drink again to forget it. I am forever a work in progress. Not always getting better, but I do my best. Because you never know when something might come round and put your whole damn life to the test. Slow down and take it easy. You don't know what you're doing. Just settle down now and find your stable ground.
Okay, I kind of tapped this song out using my finger tapping on the desk as a metronome, and I believe that finger didn't change speed at all throughout this song. I'm going to give it to him anyway, because the song arguably switches into halftime during the chorus, and since it switches from 4-4 time to 3-quarter time, I'm not going to do the math and figure out what fraction that would have been, but regardless, I'm going to pretend that it ticks that challenge box for me, especially when he does the overlap part, when the vocals of the verse section change tempo to fit the 3-quarter time in order to facilitate the overlap. So they ticked that box. I'm fine with it, even though, it may not have been what we'd envisioned when we were coming up with the idea for this challenge. I spent too much time talking about that, though. I like this song. I think it has a real musical theater vibe, like some of the more recent current musical theaters like Rent or Dear Evan Hansen. And I'm not really a big fan of Rent, and I haven't even seen Dear Evan Hansen yet, but I like the song. And it's like the takeaway hit from one of those musicals, I feel. I like the lyrics. They describe the protagonist very well, and you can sort of relate to that guy. The backing music is good. It's mixed well. The different sections meld well, which is something a lot of the other songs failed to do. And I don't really have anything to criticize about the song, except maybe that tempo thing.
Yeah, I felt that as well. I know that there are two sections, one that sounds fast, and that's like the normal time, I think, which is representative of the sort of manic bipolar swing on the manic high that he was going for with that section. And on the calmer, sort of more grounded and level-headed feeling that he gets when the drugs kick in, I feel like that is the halftime section. And, I didn't mind too much that the tempo changes were from halftime to full-time. I'm going to also allow them to check that box. It's maybe not the most creative tempo change, but I'm going to let them check the box just because I don't want to be a jerk and ding people for halftime, or double time for that matter. I know Jim of Seattle would probably want to disqualify these contestants because that's how Jim is. But for me, I'm just gonna let it happen. I know that we discussed this on the judging forum or judging email as well, and that we thought it would be okay. So I'm just gonna go with that. I also really like this song. I liked how they used the tempo to sort of represent these two states in a bipolar state, of sort of the manic section and the calmer, more level-headed section. I liked when both sections sort of came together in the end and both voices melded together. I thought that was really well done. I liked how the guitar and piano worked together. There's some really cool staccato stabs of each at the start, which I like. I thought the piano melody was pretty. My ear heard some weird, like, maybe compression or pumping artifacts towards the end of the song when the volume would just kind of warble up and down. Maybe I was imagining things and it kind of distracted me a little bit. But other than that, I had no real complaints about the song. I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah, I noticed there's quite a bit of kind of lawyering on the forum about halftime or, double time and whether that was really fulfilling the spirit of a challenge or not. But I mean, if I were judging it, I think I would figure that as long as it feels like it's going slower or going faster, I mean, I don't really care all that much about whether, the BPM technically changes or, whether it's 135 to 138 or what have you.
Feeling is believing.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked this song too. I didn't get as strong of a musical theater vibe from this one. I do kind of see what you're saying there, but I didn't get as strong of a vibe of that from this one as some of the other entries, which in my book is a net positive. I enjoyed it. I think the one thing that stuck out to me that I didn't quite like about it was I felt like there was a synth in here that was just basically following the vocal melody line like the whole time. And it would have been nice for that to be a little bit more of a counterpoint or something rather than staying so closely with the vocal. But yeah, I thought the use of the, you know, the lyrics and the slower parts really supported kind of the idea behind the song. So it felt like a whole kind of artistic package altogether rather than kind of jamming this, you know, requirement in there, like I think some of the other songs ended up feeling like.
Yeah, let's back up here just a little bit. You did mention that, you know, you weren't a big fan of that musical theater vibe. And mm-hmm. I get that. And I think you're right. I think if you're doing something kind of with within a musical theater trope, you're making a mistake. You're
definitely
doing something wrong.
And it should be not allowed. I feel like it should definitely be not allowed.
Should disqualify people.
Yeah. I'm glad we agree on that, Ryan. I'm surprised you didn't call out the synth that follows the melody line. I know that's a pet peeve of yours.
I mean, I know that there was the piano thing that did it, but the problem that I have is not a synthesizer following the melody line. It's the lyrics, the melody following the chords exactly. So,
oh yeah, hitting on the root notes every time.
I can't, you know, think of any really, really good examples. But if you're hitting on a chord and just doing the bass note of the chord as the melody, then that's what I don't like. Anyhow, yeah. So okay, that's one weird thing.
Okay.
Also, just to let you know, that was an inside joke, Owl, because the next challenge is going to be to. I mean, we can say it, right?
We can say it.
Okay, yeah. The next challenge is going to be to write an I Want song from a musical that does not exist yet. An I Want song is kind of like a, what are the examples they put? It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Part of Their World. It's somebody who wants to fit in or somebody who wants to escape or somebody who wants something, you know, in the beginning of the musical. And that's kind of sets the plot in motion.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So well, I'm glad you invited me to be on this round instead of the next one. I don't want to be a complete jerk the entire time.
It would be appropriate, though.
I hate musicals.
I hated all of these songs with a passion.
Yeah. I'm going to cut all this, though, too. But just because...
so stop being funny.
Okay. Do you want to start the next one?
Sure.